Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another amazing, fantastic episode of the world's greatest action sports podcast. Chris Cote here, and I don't have Todd. I don't have Todd here with me. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Chris.
That's not Todd, but it's okay. Todd will be back next week. Guaranteed. Probably. We'll see. So before we start, as always, I want to thank our wonderful sponsors who make this podcast possible. And I'm going to start by thanking the homies who saved my ass this weekend, this 4th of July week. It's a 4th of July week. No work was done, only fun was had. That's 4th of July week in a nutshell. It's been sunny. It's been just fantastic. But Active Skin Repair saved everything for me. Starting it off, I went foiling my first oceanic foil session. My brother and I split the cost of a foil, or we decided we're going to get one and we're going to try it out together. Not tandem, one at a time. But man, we got full deck grip and I went surfing for a while on it and I just rashed the crap out of my chest because it's stressful and you're paddling hard and you're grinding into the board with your nips, with your nipples. Thankfully though, I had the Active Skin Repair gel, and literally after the session, I'm almost bleeding on my chest and nips, ripping my nips off. I just rubbed on the Active Skin Repair gel. 2 days later, no rash, no joke. Also, sunburns. This is summertime in San Diego and around the world, most of the places in the Northern Hemisphere, correct? I'm not very good at geography, but I'm assuming it's summertime where you're at. Active Skin Repair will save your summer if you are prone to falling asleep on the beach, getting drunk on the beach and forgetting to put sunblock on your face or back, going to a nude beach and forgetting to apply sun ointment to your nether regions, burnt wieners. All this. I know a person who got very sunburnt on her buns and her legs. And she was not comfortable. She was not happy. It's her fault. But luckily, I was there and I had the Active Skin Repair. I rubbed the gel and everybody wins in that situation. Everybody wins. It's fun for me, healing for them. If you want me to come rub Active Skin Repair on your buns, man, woman, no children, adults only. What I'm saying here is if you're a parent, get Active Skin Repair. Have it in your arsenal of healing products to help your kids if they get sunburnt at the beach. And if you have, you know, friends in need of having their buns rubbed from burns, sunburns. See, I don't know why I went from... Okay. Can I start over? Oh, yeah. I can do whatever I want. It's my thing. Active Skin Repair is good for sunburns. It's great for sunburns. It's also great for surf rashes. And once a year, generally speaking, a lot of us burn ourselves on fireworks. I burnt my thumbs, both of them, trying to show off in front of my kids, lighting off illicit fireworks. Burned the shit out of both of my thumbs. Again, Active Skin Repair. It's a one-stop shop for all kinds of burns, bug bites, rashes. If you want to heal faster, get yourself some Active Skin Repair. Follow them on BLDG Active on Instagram. Thank you for them for supporting the Monday Mass Podcast for so long. And also, very excited to... I did this last weekend, but it's official now. LifeAtSea.com is a presenting sponsor of the Monday Mass here. More specifically, the Planetary Punt, a worldwide best single maneuver video contest. And this is not just, you know, put your clips up, win a couple bucks. This is submit a clip, win $20,000. $17,000 will go to the surfer, $3,000 will go to the filmer. Get your filmers hyped, surfers, and get your airs, get your punts going. Second place is $3,000. Third place, $1,500. No, $2,000, sorry. So some rules and regulations here for the planetary punt. Rule number one, go stick something gnarly. That's rule number one. It's best single maneuver. The category is kind of, the judging is looking at height, technicality, magnitude, distance, speed, power, flow, etc. Just giant, awesome airs is what we're looking for. One big air. One at a time, I should say. You must ride out of the maneuver. You must still be carried by the wave. Show enough footage after the air to make sure we know you landed it cleanly. Your feet have to be on the board. If you lay back, land it clean. Land bolts. Paddle ins only. No assists. No jet skis. No winches. No nothing like that. Paddle ins only. And also, ocean surfing only. This is a Life at Sea branded event. LifeAtSea.com. We could be in the wave pool soon. But for now, for the $20,000, ocean surfing only. Ocean aerials only. Free surf submissions only. Are you writing this down? If you're not, go to LifeAtSea.com and all the rules and regulations are on there. Go to the tab that says Planetary Punt. The footage must be decent quality. It can be shot from your phone, but it has to look good. No webcam footage, no robot footage. Film until June 1st, 2019. All right? And this is very important. Write this down. When you post your maneuver, your air on Instagram, tag at LifeAtSeaCo, LifeAtSeaCo, and hashtag Planetary Punt. And thank you to LifeAtSea.com and Planetary Punt for coming on board here at the Monday Mass to help present to you the world's greatest action sports podcast. Now get to the show. Let's get to the show. Surf News is brought to you by the good ticket people at Super Brand. That's right. I am so excited. New surfboards. Just what you want to hear about. No, but for real. I got a 5.8 Epoxy Super Brand Magic Mix. Oh my gosh. This board, I'm telling you, it's magic. It's a magic surfboard. I've surfed it 4 times. Every session I've had has been en fuego. And I'm not trying to sit here and tell you and brag and say that I've been ripping. I've been surfing to my utmost ability. And I'm attributing that to the Superbrand Magic Mix epoxy thing is insane. So to celebrate me getting another new surfboard, a great surfboard that I'm loving, thank you Superbrand, we're going to give out some trunks. It's as simple as that. I'm so excited about this board. Let's give out some trunks from Superbrand. So here's what you got to do. Go to my Instagram, at Chris Cote. DM me a picture of you trunking it somewhere weird. Doing something weird in a pair of trunks. I don't care how old the picture is. I don't care if you shoot it right now. I don't care if you're swimming in a fountain in Las Vegas. I don't care if you're catching a water balloon with your teeth. Whatever. If you're getting hit in the nuts by a golf ball. Whatever. DM me a photo of you doing something weird in your trunks, trunking it, and or post it on your Instagram and tag me and hashtag trunking it, and you will win one of whoever the first 6 people that DM me a photo will win a pair of Superbrand trunks. Check out Superbrand at Superbranded on the internet, Superbrand on Instagram. Let's get into surf news. So to start us off, the West Coast Board Riders event just went off at Steamer Lane, the iconic Steamer Lane in Santa Cruz, California. And to tell us about it, this guy surfed on the winning team. This guy's a homie. He is a co-commentator of mine from the Los Cabos Open of Surf from Rip Curl. He works at Rip Curl. I'm talking about Matt Myers. This is Matt Myers with an exclusive West Coast Board Riders event number 3. Update from Steamer Lane, California.
Hello, Chris Cote and the Monday Mass. This is Matt Myers bringing you the weekend report of the West Coast Board Riders event that just took place at Steamer Lane in Santa Cruz over the weekend. For those that you don't know, the West Coast Board Riders is new, you know, in the U.S. It's a new friendly competition between surf cities and clubs that brings camaraderie among the surfing communities and, you know, paves the way for the future youth just to get involved in surfing and surf competitions. And each and every club kind of takes it their own way. Some do more community events, gatherings such as beach cleanups or, you know, learning the surf days. But kind of the heart of the West Coast Board Riders is the competition aspect, but it's definitely a friendly event that's super fun to be involved in. The event this weekend was the third event of the series for the Northern Division. The Northern Division is from Huntington northbound. That has the HB team, Seal Beach, South Bay, Ventura, San Luis Obispo, and Santa Cruz. There's also a Southern Division from Newport south to San Diego. So this event was the third and final event of our season series, with the best two scores for your team qualifying you for the championship later this year. So with five teams competing this weekend, it was definitely a tough event, but proud to say the Santa Cruz team absolutely dominated. The surf was pretty small, and we definitely took advantage of the local, knowing the ins and outs of Steamer Lane. The waves were about, 2 to 3 feet, pretty inconsistent, but when they came, that little southeast swell definitely provided plenty of sections to tee off on, and there was some incredible surfing going down. It was a scorching hot day. I still got a pretty solid sunburn from Saturday. And just a big shout out to, our club members, Daryl Fleaver-Osco, Anthony Rufo, and our coach, Shane Skelton, for organizing the whole event on our behalf. It turned out we won all seven divisions, from 14 and under, the 15 to 19, the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50 and up, and the girls. So it was a clean sweep. I doubt that's ever happened. Not sure if it'll happen again, but it was pretty radical seeing every division step up. In the past events, we've struggled a bit with our younger kids and the older dudes, but this time we really came through. And big shout out to Marcel Soros in the 50 and up, who led the charge and got the MVP of the day. So with that, we ended up taking the Northern Division title. We had a rad celebration with a band and, beers, tacos, and we poured the beers in the cup and slurped those things down as a big celebration ensued on the west side of Santa Cruz. So we're gearing up. We're ready. We're ready to take on San Clemente and the Southern Division teams. That's going to be surfing in HB, I think, in November. So thanks to everyone for tuning in. This is Matt Myers signing out for the West Coast Board Riders event. We'll see you next time.
If you've never been to a West Coast Board Riders event, you should go. It's so fun. I actually got the opportunity to surf for Team Encinitas a month or two ago. I did okay. Dropped a 4 or 3. I don't know. But anyway, so the West Coast Board Riders events are super fun. And thank you to Matt Myers for reporting on your big win. Congratulations, Team Santa Cruz. Heavy, heavy stacked team. But Team Encinitas, I mean, don't even try. Although we have not yet won an event, we will. We're saving it for the championships. I'm on the bench. If I should get the call up to Team Encinitas to compete, I'm bringing it. I'm bringing as much A game as I can muster. In other professional surfing news, Felipe Toledo won the Corona Open J Bay. Again, back-to-back wins. Pretty much just sliced and diced and dominated the field. Looked like he was going to win from day one, which is crazy to me because you don't think of Toledo as a J-Bay type surfer. I think of Connor Coffin, Joel Parkinson, Slater. I don't think of Air Wizards as shining at J-Bay, but he proved my ass wrong last year when he won. He wasn't even on my radar to win that contest. And he did it again. And that contest had something for everybody. Shark lovers, shark haters, Facebook lovers, Facebook haters, Parco lovers, There's no Parco haters. He's the best. Joel Parkinson announcing his retirement. We talked about that last week, but I'm, like I said, that dude's one of my favorite surfers of all time. Going to be a bummer not to see him in a jersey, but it's going to be exciting to see him in, not in a jersey, free surfing, which is going to be great. To me, a big story from J-Bay is Wade Carmichael. Wade Carmichael getting second place to Felipe Toledo. Again, a rematch from the Oi Rio Pro in Brazil. Wade Carmichael now pretty much planting his flag right in the conversation of Rookie of the Year. I think he's, at this point, he's a lock for it if he keeps having results like this. I thought it was going to be Griffin or Iago easily. But Wade Carmichael showing that power surfing, rail game reigns supreme wherever you are. I mean, this dude doesn't change a thing about his surfing. He goes and lays bricks. Literally, he was a bricklayer. Now he's just laying bricks and heats, just carving, grinding out winds, using the rail of his surfboard. He does release the fins every once in a while, but mostly using the rails of his board makes me want to go out and do big power gaffs. I can't do them like Wade. Not a lot of people on the planet can do them like Wade. So it's a joy to see. You've got one of the world's best aerialists getting the win and one of the most just fundamentally sound power carvers getting second place. That's a great mix. I thought Connor Coffin was going to win this contest. He did not. The ladies are up next. They've had a lot of lay days already. They've been looking at animals, jumping off bridges, doing all kinds of fun stuff. Instagram is really showing us what it's like to be on the World Championship Tour, and it looks really fun between waves. So right now, Felipe Toledo is your world number one, Julian Wilson in second, Gabriel Medina in third. Title fight is on, ladies and gentlemen. People have asked me, when's my next WSL event? I will be in Tahiti on the commentary team, doing play-by-play, talking about tubes, and probably airs, because airs are happening no matter where you go. 4 or 5 years ago, were people doing airs at J-Bay? Nah. Now they are. It's rad. So, the other stories coming out of J-Bay, the WSL has apologized about our switch to Facebook was to enable the entirety of our audience to continue to view each event for free, also to further expand their fan base. They want to apologize for any issues you had during your experience at the Corona Open J-Bay. I didn't have any issues. I did the how to watch the WSL events on Facebook video with Rosie Hodge a couple weeks ago. So I learned how to do it. Again, I didn't have any problems with it, but I'm on Facebook. For better or for worse, I'm on Facebook looking at Trump rants and just all the negativity. But the positivity that I find on Facebook, like surfing, messages from old friends and family, Facebook's great. Just have fun on Facebook. So I'm not sure what will go on the next event, but for now, it's back to your regularly scheduled program. Just go to worldsurfleague.com to watch the events. All right? And stop complaining. You're watching the best surfing in the world, right? Just chill. What else we got? Okay, so yeah, like I said, the women will be competing any day now, depending on when you listen to this podcast. Surf Lakes is opening soon in Queensland, Australia. This is a completely different take, a different look, different technology. There is a plunger device in the middle of a lake sending out a concentric wave rings to 8 surrounding reefs. Was I just yelling? To 8 surrounding reefs. So picture a giant lake with a bunch of beaches kind of shaped into it on the shores of this lake. And then right in the middle, there's a giant tower. And in that tower, there's a plunger that goes woof, 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 woof. What would this sound be like? Woof, woof. Well, yeah. This is exciting. More wave pools, the better. I mean, I've ridden a lot of wave pools. Still haven't been to Waco. Very excited to go to Waco. BSR Cable Park. I'm coming for you. Please. And I'm saying that to myself because I got to just make time to get there. Surf Ranch. Yes. Place is amazing. Surf Lakes. Hopefully. Yes, this place will be amazing. Supposedly, there's everything from beginner beach breaks to soft point breaks, wedges, slabs, mini chopo, Aki, Bart Lynch approved. Must be good. I'm excited about it. I have a positive mental outlook, a positive mental attitude. PMA all day when it comes to wave pools. So hopefully Surf Lakes will be fire. Speaking of fire, two videos dropping any second. Dane Reynolds is about to drop a video. Noah Dean's about to drop a video. Two surfers who get me very excited when they say they're about to drop videos. So stay tuned for those. Here's the news. I'm trying to finish this podcast so I can go surfing. That's surf news for you. Thank you. Did you enter the Superbrand Trunks contest yet? Do it. Surf News was brought to you by Superbrand. So DM me a photo of you doing something weird in trunks, and you'll win a pair of trunks. Too easy. Let's go to Skate News is brought to you by Quincy Woodwrights. Quincy Woodwrights. I'm looking at a Quincy Woodwrights football shape right now that I'm loving. I'm not trying to brag here. I got a great surfboard. I got a great skateboard. Life is good. Hot time summer in the city. Life is amazing. When you have those two things locked in, I'm riding a Quincy Woodwrights football shape. Quincy Woodwrights. This is made in the USA. USA wood, folks. Grown in Michigan. Milled in Michigan. Sustainably milled, forested, glued, shaped, etc. All right there in Michigan, the Upper Peninsula. Ride USA wood, folks. Follow at Quincy Woodwrights. Support your local skate shop. Quincy Woodwrights makes a ton of boards for skate shops around the world. Full graphic shop decks for the best shops. And also, Quincy Woodwrights graphics by the one and only Owlin Wolf. Check them out, Quincy Woodwrights. What happened this weekend? Okay, so I watched Street League in its entirety. It was crazy. The shit these guys do down giant rails, stairs, etc. is mind-melting. And a guy who just kind of melted everything in his path, made it look so easy, is making skateboarding, is lighting skateboarding on fire casually. Yuto Horigomi. Yuto! You tell me, Yuto. How good are you? Very good. That's how good. Yuto Horigomi won Street League. Back-to-back Street Leagues now for Yuto. Just casually killing it, dropping nines. Rattling even Nyjah Houston, rattling the field. Kelvin Hoeffler was just scratching his head. What? Who is Yuto Horigomi? Well, he's the dude that's beating everybody. And Yuto Horigomi is just, he's that good. If you didn't see Street League, go to ETN and check it out. Join ETN. I did. You should too. Scary moment from Street League. Zion Wright, basically worst case scenario fall. Jumped down a 12-stair rail, landed his trick, and then as he was riding up to a bank to bank with a gap in the middle, kind of got squirrely on the first part of the gap, got launched over and into the gap, smashed the back of his head on the other side of the gap, on the concrete edge, and God, it was terrifying. It was one of those falls that you just... Oh, it makes you gag. It makes you barf. Makes your head tingle. The whole arena was silent. I mean, it looked like the worst case scenario. Luckily, Zion was able to, you know, they put him on a stretcher, full precautions taken. Zion threw the devil horns on the way out on the stretcher. He's already up and at him. His Instagram was, you know, showing him this weekend, laying by the pool, chilling out. So, taking a little bit of a needed break from skateboarding. Thank God Zion Wright is okay. That was so heavy. So the two winners, Yuto Horigomi and Zion Wright. Zion Wright for being alive and well. Yuto for just killing the street course. Killing the course on Street League. Yuto will most likely be your world champion for Street League. We'll see, though. We will see. Hey, this is exciting. Very, very exciting. King of the Road is back. It's on. I watched the first episode today. It got me so fired up. I had to call the creator of King of the Road. The one and only. This is exclusive. Exclusive to the world's greatest action sports podcast. I'm talking about Burnout himself. I got an interview right here with Thrasher Magazine's Mike Burnett. Yes! All right, I'm not going to take too much time. So, congratulations, you've unleashed 2018 King of the Road on the world. What are you most excited about in this season?
There's a lot of exciting things happening this year. One thing that I really like this year is that I feel like it really, this season really captures the teams and kind of like what I think is cool about King of the Road, which is just buddies out doing dumb stuff, scaring themselves, having fun. It's the first season, longtime fans will remember, there was kind of more like drama. There was fights and stuff, which I don't, was pretty like unfortunate. So this year it's just, yeah, it's just good laughs and wild stunts. And yeah, I don't know. The editing team over there, we've had like a lot of the same people the whole time and they're really getting good at it. So super cool. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Mike Sinclair is a big breakout star again. He was in season one, and he's back with Foundation this year. And he brings a lot to the table as far as entertainment value. He's super funny. He's magic on the screen. So, yeah, so I don't know. Good. That's about it. Yeah, it's just more of the same kind of stuff. But yeah, they're not stingy with the laughs this year, that's for sure.
I love it. Let's do a quick team breakdown, starting with Team Real, strengths and weaknesses.
Oh, sure. Well, Real, that's Zion Wright, Kyle Walker, Jack Olson, Chima Ferguson, Robbie Brockle, and stand-in TM Justin Brock. I'd say strengths, of course, is going to be Kyle and Zion, who are just bananas on the board. Robbie Brockle is kind of a do-anything workhorse type. And then Justin Brock is real high energy Southern boy. We kind of fudged him in as team manager this year because he's been hurt. So, but he's been on a winning team before, so that's really good. I don't know about weaknesses. I guess the only thing would be a few of the guys had never been before, so it's like getting used to that schedule is kind of gnarly.
Yeah.
Just going, really, again today? We're doing it again?
We got to do all this shit again? The underdogs, Team Foundation.
Oh, man. Well, there's almost a perfect storm going on over there because you have Cole Wilson, who's the grind up handrails guy. You know, he's a guy, he knows grind, nollie flipped a triple kink handrail. He's just really, really fearless and can do those big, dangerous stunts. And he's just they're like kind of the best friends team, best friends forever. And then Nick Merlino, who's just, it's kind of a no brains, no headache scenario. So you need that kind of guy in this situation who just will just do whatever you ask him to do. Powerhouse from Chicagoland, Corey Glick, master of all board slides, Dakota Servold, and then Aiden Campbell, who's from like Lake Forest or something. He's like kind of a secret weapon. You might remember him from the Etnies video. He board slid that giant hub of leads that Ryan Scheckler got mangled on via pay-per-view. So yeah, I don't know. And then you got Mike Sinclair, who just he's hard on him, but he brings the love too. So I don't know. They're very, very well suited this year, just because they kind of have that, they're just so gnarly. That team is just so heavy. That Oddity video is bananas. And then also just nothing to lose kind of guys, you know, they don't seem to have many hangups, which definitely helps in this kind of scenario.
And the first marriage in the history of King of the Road.
Yeah. Yeah. Then yeah, that's tonight. Tune in. Yeah. So,
and then you've got your,
apparently, None of the hang-ups our generation had, Chris.
I love that. Then you've got the super, I mean, I guess Real is star-studded, but Element, super star-studded, international team, heavy.
Yeah. You got Nyjah Houston, who's, I can't believe he went on it.
Yeah, I guess you can't, no spoilers here, but yes, Nyjah Houston's on King of the Road.
He's on King of the Road.
I hope he laughs. Believe,
I cannot believe he left the hot tub, the celebrity hot tub, to go on this thing, but I'm stoked that he did. He must really like it. And then Evan Smith, who's like the, what do you call it, psychedelically enhanced, he's insane. He's just like, he can do anything. He's just magic.
The spirit guide.
Yeah, no, he's so good, and he's real, real, real fired up this year. Like, you'll see if you watch tonight, he was like making up challenges for himself before the show even started, including some really gross ones. Like, you know, you don't have to do that. Tyson Peterson, the hippie, he's so great. You guys are gonna love him. And then Mason Silva, the square-headed powerhouse. You might have seen his former part. He's really cool. And then, yeah, Matters Apps, just a weird foreiner who's
You always have to have a weird foreigner, right? You got to have one, at least one weird foreigner on this thing.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
All right, before I let
Welcome to America Moments.
Before I let you go, give me one thing, because I just finished the first episode this morning.
Okay.
Give us two things to look forward to that are that's two like freak show moments that you can't wait. Maybe just hints that you can't wait to unleash. That are going to be talked about on this year's King of the Road.
Okay. Well, have you ever seen the movie Pink Flamingos?
Yes.
Okay. Well, art imitates art. So you got that to look forward to. And then, dude, there's a trick in episode 2 next week that Zion Wright does that's just like, this is a phenomenon where, like, I think of, like, what was the hardest trick for me as a kid, like, my dream trick, and I put it in there, and then these guys just do it so easily and so good. And Zion Wright handles, like, they have a Goofy Boy early 90s day, and he handles what I considered the holy grail of all miniature ramp skating, and he does it so good, so easy, and he's just like, what? It's just like, holy cow. It's just one of those moments where you're like, maybe it wasn't so hard.
For him.
Maybe if I just tried harder,
oh damn,
I could have been a contender.
Can't wait. Can't wait. All right. So King of the Road on Viceland now. While I have you on the phone, what do we got coming up, Thrasher Magazine?
Well, the indie Australia video went up today. DC's Street Sweeper is later. It's in August. That's like their big East Coast video. We got a whole issue that's kind of like a back to the future of East Coast skating. You've seen the guys, they're wearing the swishy pants and the and the giant technical robot shoes again. So yeah, there's a really, really good DC video that I think is gonna be kind of like, holy shit, DC, I like DC, you know? People are gonna be really excited about it, and it's gonna remind them what they liked about that. And then fucking A, man. Just skating we're just out there.
All of it.
Just doesn't stop.
It don't stop. Thank you so much, Burnett.
Yeah, thank you. Good luck over there. And Tuesday tonight at 9 p.m., but you can actually watch it for free on the internet right now. So just
right on.
Poke around. Start Googling. All right.
Thank you, Mike Burnett, for coming on the show, but also thank you so much for creating King of the Road. Truly one of my favorite television shows. I put King of the Road up there with Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Game of Thrones, Westworld, Goliath, which is an underrated show, by the way. I put it up there with Rick and Morty. So that shows you how much I like King of the Road. If I put it up there with all those shows, with Tim and Eric's Awesome Show as shows that I love and I can't miss, this is must-see TV. King of the Road. And, oh man, there's some gnarly stuff in King of the Road. Of course, drinking pee from the source, rolling handstand off a curb, catch a fly and eat it for 30 points, hit an opponent with pickled pig's feet, there's marriages, there's already toenail eating happening, it's all going down on the road. King of the Road is on now. Watch it. I love it. You know what? I'm just going to make a call as to who I think is going to win this thing. Ooh. I think Team Element's going to win. I'm gonna go Team Element because It's going to be really hard to beat Nija and Evan Smith, and you got Tyson Peterson and Mater's Apes and Mason Silva. I'm going to go Element, Real, Foundation. 1, 2, 3. It's my call. King of the Road is on now. Thanks to Mike Burnett for coming on the show again. Love that dude. Okay, what else we got? Oh, Jankum just dropped a great feature. Decoding popular skate phrases. Tell me which ones of these have you used lately. And I've used all of them, and I gotta stop. Insert city name finest. San Diego's finest. Tony Hawk, whatever, right? We hear that one a lot. Dropping hammers. It's been overused for about a decade. I use it. The good homie. I believe I said the good homie at the earlier part of the show. Skateboarding saved my life. Hey, that's a positive one. That one's fun. Your skateboarder's favorite skateboarder. I said that at Dew Tour just last weekend. I've used all of these skate cliches. Go to jinkum.com to tell me about you using skate cliches. This is cool. New York City has been lit up by Adidas. That's right. DOS Days has been happening in NYC all week. And to bring us in on the gritty streets of New York City from Transworld Skateboarding, this is Blair Alley calling in, talking us through DOS Days.
Yo, Chris, it's Blair. I'm out here in New York City for Adidas' DOS Days. It's a week-long takeover in New York, and we're right in the middle of it. Last Friday was the 3MC launch party. That's Adidas' new shoe, super low-pro shoe. They had it at the Flower Shop in New York, and they had all the shoes and Polaroids on display that they'd given out to their team. So that was really cool, and they had Scars Pizza there. Saturday was a block party they did with Revolver Magazine. That was up at Terminal 5 in Hell's Kitchen, and they had a skate jam. They premiered the new video, 2050, that has Tyshawn and the Gons in it. And then I was actually DJing in between sets from Beach Fossils, Nothing, Sheer Mag, and Dark Thoughts, which are all rad bands if you haven't heard of them. Yesterday they did a little wear test down at the LES Park and had a skate night at Max Fish last night. Today there's a bit of a break. Tomorrow the 9 Club dudes are taping live out here. Wednesday the Useless Wooden Toy dudes are coming out to do skate trivia, which if you remember, my team won in LA last month, Extra Medium, so we're looking to repeat out here. Thursday is the big Showcase X, curated by Mark Gonzalez at Milk Studios, and I've heard about a pretty awesome surprise that's going to go down there. And then Saturday is the City Copa contest, which is going to be from Brooklyn to New York. I think maybe it'll be kind of like a take on how Copenhagen does it, where we'll move through the city. And then that'll wrap it up. And they've got a pop-up shop at 83 Orchard Street all this week where you can go in and there's limited edition gear and you can hang out, watch skate videos, whatever. A bunch of the Adidas team are in town, so they've been hanging out, skating, and yeah, it's summer in the city. There's no place like it. I'll be home next Monday. Let's catch some waves, buddy. Peace.
Oh, to be young and in love with skateboarding in New York City in the summer. Damn, that sounds like a good time. I gotta get out there. I gotta get to the city where the streets have names. All of them have names. What? You too, Joe? Why? Stupid. Thank you, Blair Alley, for hitting us up from DOS Days in New York City. Check out Blair's handiwork on the brand new cover of Transworld Skateboarding. And, I would love to just hop on a flight right now. Can you imagine being young and in love with skateboarding in New York City? I'll say it again. It's very romantic. You're just kicking down the streets. What are we doing today? It doesn't matter. We're in New York City on our skateboards. Jealous. But don't cry for me, Argentina. I will be in another incredible city at the end of this week. Vans Park Series, Vancouver, coming in hot. Hastings Beach is about to be lit up. The iconic, classic, just the epitome of awesome skate park. Hastings has been retrofit, has been smoothed out. All the waterfalls have been nice and gentrified. So a cool part about Vans Park Series is when they do come to an existing skate park, what they do is they make improvements. And they haven't added or subtracted anything from the Hastings Park. This is an iconic skate park. You're not going to add anything. But what they did is just give it a nice little redo. smooth out the concrete, give it a paint job, fix all the, you know, fix the coping. And it looks beautiful. Hastings Beach is looking amazing. And the Hastings Beach lifeguards are ready for it. Who's going to win, though? The news came out this morning. Tom Schaar is out due to injury. I thought Tom Schaar was going to pull the perfect sweep of Vans Park Series, but Tom Schaar will not be competing in Canada. That means, who's it going to be? Pedro Barros? Corey Juneau? Tristan Rennie? Who is your pick? DM me your pick, and I'll send you something. Look, I keep my promises. July 13th through the 14th, live from Hastings Skate Park in Vancouver, Canada. That'll be on ETN and VansParkSeries.com. The top three from Brazil was Tom Schaar took the win, Pedro Barros in second, Tristan Rennie in third. Who will win the Vans Park Series in Vancouver? I'm going to say, I'm just going to pick a winner here. I'm going to go ahead and say that Pedro Barros is going to win this again. I know that's a safe pick, but I'm going to say in the finals will be Carl Berglund. Yeah. And, let's say Carl Berglund and Corey Juneau. Random final there, but that's how I feel. We'll see you in Canada. I'll be reporting there from there. So that's your skate news. Did I miss anything? Probably. But again, I'm going to go surfing and skateboarding for myself today, as you should too, after you listen to this podcast. Let's go to snow news. Snow news here, folks. Snow news brought to you by Tori Holistics at Tori is on Instagram at tori.holistics.sd or go to toriholistics.com. Tori Holistics, serving all your needs for medicinal or recreational cannabis, CBDs, products, all that stuff, all the good stuff that helps people, helps relieve anxiety, helps relieve boredom. Look, I don't particularly indulge myself in the cannabis byproduct, but I do indulge my joints, my sleep patterns, my inflamed muscles from all the action sports with CBD products, and I get those at Tori Holistics. So thank you, Tori Holistics. Here's your snow news. The snow dome is finally coming to America. What's it mean? Well, East Rutherford, New Jersey will get the first ever Big Snow America. That's going to be an extension of the American Dream Meadowlands Entertainment Park. 800 vertical foot slope inside a 16-story building. The slope will have 180,000 feet of rippable terrain. New Jersey is getting an indoor snowboarding park. It's awesome. What else is happening? Well, it's like 90 degrees here in my Airstream trailer in Encinitas, California. So the last thing I'm thinking about is snow. But the Crab Grab Guide to Grabs is up at transworldsnowboarding.net. So if you're confused as to what grabs are what, surfers, talking to you mostly, go to transworld.snowboarding.net. And there's a lot of grabs on there you may or may not know about, but just go over there and so we don't have to argue about it. I know spins are what we argue about mostly, but let's just go and debunk all the grab myths, okay? So that's on snow. That's kind of what I got for snow news. Again, I want to go surfing, so just cut me some slack, Jack. Take it easy. Folks, that's been another episode of the World's Greatest Action Sports Podcast. Todd Richards will be back next episode, or the one after, whenever I can get him. Hi, Todd. I know Todd's listening. Hi, Todd. Would have been more fun with you, buddy, in here, but you're not. So you'll be back soon. That's me having a conversation with Todd. Hey, Todd. I just had to mention, congratulations to Travis Pastrana. Making my, what day was that? making my 8th of July awesome by doing 3 Evel Knievel inspired jumps. That was cool. Travis Pastrana is awesome. That's the other news part of the Monday Mass. Thank you to all the sponsors, Baja Bound Insurance, BajaBound.com. I'm actually going to a bachelor party in Baja in a couple weeks, and I will be insuring my new car with Baja Bound Insurance. So, and that is a testimonial that I stand behind. I'm very excited to go to this bachelor party and make sure and feel good and protected. Not sexually. Protected, my car will be protected. I have a Ford Explorer, which you may or may not care about. But I will be protecting that Ford Explorer with Baja Bound Insurance. You Online, lots of great podcasts on youonline.com. Bodega Border Crew is one of them. My homies are sending a shirt soon, and that is a great podcast for y'all to listen to. Let Me Drink About It, Cantori, and you! Tons of cool podcasts and great stuff to read and look at on youonline.com. I want to thank Planetary Punt. Go to lifeatsea.com for news and updates on the Planetary Punt. What else did I say? Thank you. Oh, Superbrand, giving you some trunks. Hopefully you've already entered. Thanks to everyone that entered the Kote Art Challenge via Instagram in the past couple weeks. It's been awesome. You guys are the best. And I'm going to announce a winner very soon. Stay tuned. We'll be in Vancouver next week. I'll probably be recording this show live from Vancouver. Recorded from Vancouver. That'll be fun. That'll be a good time. It's going to be awesome. Thanks for listening to the Monday Mass. Goodbye. Go surfing. Go skateboarding. Hey, snowboard if you can.